For those who are not familiar with Red Bull Crashed Ice, please tell us, what exactly is this?
It is a very, very unique and competitive skating competition. So there's actually a sport that's called Ice Cross Downhill, and these courses exist really all over the world and climates that you would expect them to exist. And very similar to like a snowboard cross, athletes usually skate down these iced inclines on ice skates, and they try to navigate the turns and the twists and the jumps and the drops to get down on the finish line. So we're conducting the Red Bull Crashed Ice Athlete Search leading up to the Red Bull Crashed Ice event at Fenway Park in Boston the second week of February.
Any estimate on how many people have expressed an interest in participating in Riverworks?
Yeah, so we have 100 spots available. There are a few spots left, so people can still get an opportunity to partake in this athlete search tomorrow, Friday evening at Riverworks.
Now, how do you make a course at Riverworks that would make that be similar to the downhill that you would see in the big competition at Fenway?
Sure. So how the athlete search is set up is we're actually conducting three qualifiers, and these are done on what we consider a flat ice course. So that's a unique way of saying a hockey rink. So we set up a series of obstacles on the ice sheet there at Riverworks, and athletes have to work themselves through the course, jumping over obstacles, under obstacles, going around different obstacles, and ultimately crossing the finish line. So it's a flat ice course. The top eight athletes from both the male and female category tomorrow, Friday at the event in Buffalo, will actually qualify for an actual downhill course at Loon Mountain Resort in New Hampshire in January.
Scott, for those who are interested in competing, trying out, what should they do? What should they bring tomorrow?
Sure. So there's a website set up. It is redbull.com/crashed ice. Athletes can actually register there, but you can get a lot of information on the event, different heat times, a schedule of events for the day. But athletes need to bring the required equipment for these ice cross downhill events, which it's listed on the website there. But it's skates, padded shin guards, shoulder pads, helmets, gloves, kind of the normal hockey attire is required for these athletes.
How fast are the speeds in the crashed ice competition?
So each course is different, really unique to the venue that's being hosted. The course at Fenway Park is actually a 2,000-foot course that'll start up in the outfield grandstands and finish at home plate. So athletes go 50, 60 miles per hour in some of these courses, depending on the elevation drops. We're having athletes on the flat ice course finish the course. Some of the top athletes that have qualified coming out of the two Boston qualifiers were finishing the course in about 20, 21 seconds. So they're flying through the course.
And I guess that's what would make the equipment, the hockey equipment, necessary.
Exactly. I mean, they're moving at a fast rate of speed. With our qualifiers, you're actually just going through the course as a single athlete, and it's time trials. When you actually get into ice cross downhill events, you're going against other athletes, so there's a little bit of contact. And obviously, moving yourself down a sheet of ice at those speeds, you want to make sure you're properly protected with the equipment that's required.
All right, and what time does this all begin tomorrow?
We have registration opens at 5. We will be taking walk-up registrations until all the spots are filled. Starts at 5, and the first heats are going to start at 6 o'clock and run through just about 10 o'clock. So it's going to be a pretty fun evening at Riverworks. We're excited.